That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9 at CNN Raven. If you are one of the 28% of food delivery drivers that have admitted to eating some of my takeout food on the delivery route.
What?
That is all I need to know about you.
These terrible people.
But can you imagine? So here's what I'm trying to figure out. If you take a few of my fries, all right, like I get it.
Yeah, but your fingers are in there, man. They better have fallen out of the bag. Like if you threw the bag in the passenger seat and they fell out the top, all right, clean those fries up. That's your business.
Yeah, but lately I've been thinking that when I order the Thai food, the drunken noodles, I feel like it's less than it usually is. And now I'm like, but I'm wondering.
Is he taking a handful?
Is he taking some? Is he going in with
taking a
fork?
A scoop.
And taking a scoop.
He's like, my favorite.
Of my chicken drunken noodles. And is that why it's smaller? Meanwhile, I'm thinking that the place is just getting cheap and not giving me enough.
Imagine if he's doing that from every order that's going out through the night, the amount of food that he's got at the end of the evening there. I remember I saw like on a Ring camera, the guy that took a big slurp of somebody's milkshake or something like that.
No.
Like, that's terrible.
It's like a smorgasbord. Think about all the different foods you deliver throughout the night. You can start
if
with
you're
Chinese.
Grubhub or DoorDash or something like that. It's a variety of stuff.
What's on the menu today?
Exactly.
For some reason, after that video, my wife trusts the DoorDash and the Grubhub people less than she trusts other delivery drivers. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not sure if that makes any sense, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I've got one for you here. If you hop in somebody else's car and immediately take their phone charger cord and hook it up to your phone without asking. This is my area of luxury.
Yep.
Who are you to hop in this vehicle and just assume that you can do it? By the way, when you hand somebody your charging cord, there's a bit of a hero effect. If somebody asks you, oh, man, do you have a cord? Or you're like, no, but you can use mine for a minute. You feel a little bit like a hero.
Right.
And, like,
and
thank
you. Now you've eliminated the ability for me to feel like a hero. Now I feel angry. All right? So don't do that when you hop in somebody else's car, people.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. If you're the person that throws everybody else's laundry around the laundry room because it stayed in the dryer a little too long, that's all I need to know about you.
Get your stuff out.
I have respect for everyone, and I get that out because I know what time it is because it counts it down. But people just leave it in there for maybe a couple hours, and then it comes back in to be like... kind of like a bomb went off in the dryer.
Yeah, laundry rooms, community ones, are probably the worst place on earth.
Yes.
It is a tough spot to be.
Yeah.
It's a tough spot to be. Here's the thing, though. When you go into the dryer, does what is in there affect you taking it out? Because if it's towels, I'll take out your towels all day.
For sure.
No. If it's your drawers, I don't want to be touching
I'm not
don't
doing
Don't touch
that.
My stuff. Just don't touch my stuff.
Don't you park your stuff in there, Anna-Zapp.
1-800-330-9999 if you want to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It is Shark Week, and there's no better place to check out sharks than the Maritime Aquarium in Norwalk. Joining us, Star 99.9 at CNN Raven, it's Tina. She's the marketing director over there, and Sandy is the senior aquarist.
Thank you so much for saving my life last time I was there, Sandy. Took me from the jaws of a vicious creature that was about 5.5 inches long, and it looked right at me, Anna-Zapp.
I wanted Raven to go in the tank with the massive sharks, but I guess you can't do that unless you have like a scuba license or something, right?
We are pretty restricted on those.
I mean, remember I tried to feed one like a piece of chicken and it nearly took the pole out of my hand. That was crazy.
Let's talk about the great white.
Yeah. So, you know, I've got a question, guys. We're talking all about Shark Week this week here, and obviously that's exciting, and a lot of people are watching from the comfort of their home, but we've seen a rise in shark spottings and just the population up here in New England in general, primarily the Cape. The Greenwich shark, the great white shark, the first one that was ever reported in Long Island, I believe. What's up with that guy?
Well, Osearch tracks a lot of sharks, and Cabot is his name, and we're not 100% sure he was even in Long Island Sound. So when Osearch tagged them, he was around 9.5 feet, and he weighed around 533 pounds. He's been from Nova Scotia down to New Mexico and back, and the pings that are there are basically for us to track where he's going. There were too many frequent pings to actually make us believe he may have been there.
Okay,
so wait a minute.
Somebody took his GPS.
Somebody stole Cabot's cell phone.
They stole his cell phone, and now they're out there riding around on a jet ski?
In Greenwich?
They will not 100% say yes or no, but the reality is it's most likely he was not there.
This shark is in witness protection.
Has there ever been a great white shark in Long Island Sound?
There hasn't been anything that we can confirm. There's been a lot of hearsay and there's been a lot of pings, but most of them have been accidental pings. Osearch has had an accidental ping in 2016 on a shark named Montauk in Long Island as well, and we found out that that was also a false ping.
So sharks just don't like us. They like Cape Cod people. Why do they stay up there and don't come down towards us?
Well, they're after food sources. We don't have a large enough food source here in Long Island Sound to sustain an animal that size.
You thought seals were just, you know, cute and cuddly and, you know, they'd just be out there sunbathing. But they're basically large hot dogs. Mm-hmm. They're large hot dogs and they look delicious if you're a shark.
So, Sandy, I know we're talking about great whites and they're obviously never in our area. But I did last summer go on the Marine Life Encounter cruise at Maritime Aquarium, which is basically you sign up and you go on a cruise on a boat. And it's so fun for the kids because you dig up all the stuff that's in Long Island Sound and you look at all the fish. And we pulled up like a little tiny shark.
You probably pulled up a smooth dogfish. It is the most common shark found in Long Island Sound.
So there are sharks, except they're called dogfish.
There are a variety of sharks in Long Island Sound. We have sand tiger sharks, smooth dogfish, spiny dogfish, chain link cat sharks, and brown sharks.
What is the largest of all those sharks?
Sand tiger sharks are definitely the largest of all those sharks.
How big do they get?
They're going to average around 8 to 10 feet.
What? Where do you find those in Long Island Sound?
They're everywhere you think they are.
Are you kidding me? Oh, I didn't know that there was real sharks.
Right.
We think great whites are the only sharks. That's not true.
You saw a 16-inch fish while you were out on this cruise, and you thought you were going to be fine. Now you're a little bit freaked out.
That's crazy. Do they eat people?
They do not eat people.
Oh, good. I was worried.
They're primarily fish eaters as well.
Okay. We've come up with a round of rapid-fire questions about sharks for Shark Week, and we're hoping you would answer them.
Sure.
All right.
Because things happen fast when you're in the water.
Okay.
You got to be ready for that type of stuff.
That's coming up next with Anna and Raven right here on Star 99.9. Tina and Sandy joining us from the Maritime Aquarium this morning. It's Anna and Raven on Star 99.9. Sandy, we've got some speed round Shark Week questions for you. You ready?
Sure.
You got to answer them really fast. If sharks could talk, what would they sound like?
They're not going to make any sound.
They don't make any sound?
No.
Not even a high-pitched...
There's no scientific evidence that elasmorynx of any kind can produce a sound.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Do you brush a shark's teeth at the aquarium?
We do not brush our shark's teeth, and there's reasons for that. The sharks produce so many teeth continuously that there's no husbandry requirements to actually have to brush their teeth.
It's just candy bars all day if they want.
Right. What's the weirdest thing a shark ever tried to eat?
If it was species specific, it would probably be a tiger shark, and they eat anything they can. They're kind of called the garbage cans of the sea, things like license plate or anything along those lines.
I remember that from Jaws. Mm. Yeah. What's the smartest shark and what's the dumbest?
Well, there's not a lot of data out there that talks about elasmorynx intelligence, so I wouldn't say that there's really an option to choose a smartest or a dumbest.
Oh. You hear that? She said that the ones up here are the smartest and everywhere else they're dumb.
Right. What's a baby shark's first word?
Well, technically, baby sharks don't talk, and they're not even called babies. They're called pups.
How about doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo? You don't... Come on. You didn't see that coming?
Now, that's going to be there all day now. Are sharks back or stomach sleepers? Because I'm like a one leg out of the blanket type guy with the fan on.
So, technically, they don't sleep like you and I do. They're going to be continuously swimming for the most part.
So, they just trance out? Like Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, I mean, occasionally, some of them will rest on the bottom, species dependent, but many of them don't have the opportunity to do that. If they stop swimming, some of them can actually drown.
Wow.
Are there vegan sharks, lactose intolerant sharks, or glucose sharks?
Well, Tito's gluten-free.
Yep.
There's probably not a lot of those options for them to eat in the sea. Most of our sharks, and almost all of our sharks, are carnivores. There are 450 total species over that of sharks, and they actually have a few chances for them to be seen eating things that are not fish related. So the bonnetheads are one species that have been seen to eat some seagrasses here and there, but everyone else is really primarily a carnivore.
Maybe they do it when their tummy's upset. That's what my dogs do. Mm-hmm. I feel like anything would eat a french fry, though. Can you keep a shark as a pet?
I would say no, for a variety of reasons, but most likely most people cannot house them properly.
Does it happen like when people take snakes in and then they get too big and they let them go, that people bring sharks in and the sharks get too big and they just throw them in the ocean?
They flush them.
I don't think that that's necessarily what happens. Even the smallest sharks require an advanced amount of animal care, husbandry, as well as tank size.
See, right. You have to marry a shark.
Feels like reckless speculation on our part. You can just withdraw it. It's never a good idea for you to try and possess a shark.
Thank you, Sandy. You know a lot more about sharks than I ever will. Get up close with the sharks and your questions answered. We'll have more with the Maritime Aquarium coming up next here on Star. Tina and Sandy from Maritime Aquarium joining us for Shark Week. We've asked you guys a lot of silly questions this morning, but if people want their real questions answered, Maritime Aquarium has obviously the shark exhibit. You have the marine life encounter, the cruise. Mm-hmm. You've got the IMAX theater. There's a million things going on there. Focusing on Shark Week, there's also divers that go in there too, right? What's the schedule for that?
Yeah, so we have divers that go in the tank every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. They go in twice a day. And those divers are there really to interact with guests. If you have a question, kind of like what we just did here today, whether it's a scientific question or a more silly, whimsical question.
She just called our question silly.
I mean, those are real.
You didn't know. You didn't wonder if there's vegan sharks out there?
The rapid fire style. Yeah. Any question, these divers are there to help answer it right while they're surrounded by the sharks. Because no matter what, the biggest curiosity is really, how safe are we?
Right.
When we're near a shark,
keep
whether it's a big shark or a little
tank.
Shark.
Yeah.
So it really does a lot for people, for our guests, for our members to come in and see there's a person swimming and diving right next to a shark. Mm. They're totally fine. The shark and them get along very well. That's a really big story for us, that the ocean and all the animals in it, especially sharks, are really there for us to embrace and connect with and not be afraid of. Every day you can come and we have a shark tank along with some rays that's a little lower to the ground where you can touch a shark. They're slightly smaller, about a foot and a half, 2 feet long. So we love Shark Week, but we love sharks every week of the year.
That's right. So as you're watching it on TV this week, you know what? Go take the kids to maritimeaquarium.org. You can go check out for more information and have them see these sharks hands on. Thanks for having
us.
An argument, spirited discussion, or even a scuff.
This is a bunch of malarkey. All right.
Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Nope. Anna and Raven have rules.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Debate this. Star 99.9.
That's right. This is when we take something that we have debated off the air and we take it to you so you can decide who is right.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I always have the same argument, is that when we order takeout, I think that we should eat in the takeout containers since they come with the meal and we pay for them, and why would we do extra work? He disagrees and says we need to put them on our regular plates, which just involves more work because then we have to wash the dishes.
You know, people out there might think that these debates are trivial in nature, but the fact is that these are real issues that the people out there want solved, all right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. They need them to be discussed.
Yep. So what we're going to do is we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Raven will be arguing as if he was my husband because for some reason he agrees with him. I will make my argument, he will make his, and then producer Christian will be the judge, and in your car you can silently judge us both. Sound
right.
good?
Right. Sounds good. Who's going first?
Me.
Oh, go for it.
Here in America, we have certain luxuries, and takeout is one of them. After a long, trying day, sometimes you don't feel like cooking or cleaning, and that's when ordering takeout becomes the single greatest thing in our culture. Delicious food already prepared for you, and the even better part is that it comes in containers or serving plates so you could just eat with ease and throw out the remnants. There's no cleaning, no scrubbing, no extra work, so why would you place that burden upon yourself to use your own plates when the restaurant has already awarded you a disposable option that requires no extra work? Those containers are a gift. Use them.
Wow.
Your timing was pretty concise. It was pretty good. I mean, you're
pretty good.
I mean, you're passionate about it. It's a passionate project. So
I'm
ready to go. I'm ready to go. Here we go. What do we have plates for if we're not going to use them? We've already taken the lazy route by ordering takeout or delivery. The least we can do is dress it up like a meal by using stoneware and utensils made of metal instead of trying to stab through some styrofoam with a fork that bends under the weight of a single chicken finger with red sauce. One more dish in the dishwasher costs us nothing. If we really cared about the environment, we'd be showing up at the restaurant for our order with our plates then. A couple of scoops and a cafe-style line, and then you're on your way. You're welcome, planet Earth. Plates are for humans, for people that are civilized, which is what we all think we are.
This is very compelling. This is actually very, very close.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say there's only one time you should ever use real plates, and that's when you're lying to your in-laws and saying that you made the pad thai and the egg rolls. Otherwise, there's really no other
That's in your
time.
Wheelhouse, the pad thai and egg rolls?
Yeah, like when she comes over, I'm like, I made this delicious chicken pad thai tonight.
Right.
And these egg rolls.
My home recipe.
But if it's just us, nope, eat it right out of the container. Producer Christian, who wins?
I will have to go with Raven today.
Oh.
Yes.
Just saying that because you feel bad for
the
him.
The environment is very important. He's right about the environment.
They've already been used.
No, but
we're still going to throw them away.
Yeah, but one extra dish in the dishwasher isn't going to kill us.
But But it already came in a container.
Right.
That you could eat out of.
I know. But I have to stand by my decision. It's Raven today.
Sure.
I mean, wow. You know that's a
not,
pity.
Not bitter at all.
You know that's a pity one.
We've done this twice. I'm already on the pity scale.
I think we both know that. You ever read something and it becomes a viral national sensation and you think to yourself, I did that first.
I totally invented that.
I did that.
I totally invented that. Oh. I came up with that, and now it was my phenomenal idea, and now the rest of the world is going to try and take credit for it.
I can't. I started 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. I'm going to vent. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Please put it out there.
So last week, I started getting all of a sudden a million texts mm-hmm. from everybody I knew being like, OMG, did you see? Did you see? And the petition to change the date of Halloween has over 100,000 signatures, which means now that it will go to the president.
Sure.
And it all of a sudden has gotten all this steam. Now, yeah. FYI, maybe you forgot. 2 years ago.
Please remind them.
Raven and I came up with the idea and we thought about it. We said, you know, we don't want to change the day of Halloween because mm-hmm. for some pagan people that celebrate it, that's their holiday.
Yes, we were very concerned about the pagans.
Right, very concerned.
No, we recognize the fact that there's traditionalists out there.
And we wanted to make something different. We wanted to make trick-or-treat day.
Right.
The last day of October, where that would be the day that the children go out. We thought it would be safer. We
had experts told us, right.
Experts. We brought in police
cops,
departments.
Right.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
To the point where we had enough the signatures, over 1,000, like to be able to present to legislator in Hartford.
We did that. 9 hours spent at the Capitol. 9 hours. And by the way, dodged a lot of hate email, too.
Right, because people were so fired up about this. But right. We were passionate, and we had enough backing that we wanted to get our case heard.
Quite possibly our only original idea ever.
Ever.
Our most original idea ever.
We had...
Quite possibly.
We got so much TV coverage, like we more than we had ever gotten before because of this. And we were excited. After 9 hours at the state Capitol, they laughed us out of the room
right.
like we were some jokes.
Good job, kid.
Yeah.
Good luck with the lemonade stand.
Exactly.
Have a nice day. That kind of thing.
Boy. So what we did last year is we hosted our own trick-or-treat day at Sports Center of Connecticut, and we had, I think, it was 3,000
people
show up.
It was insane. It was what a great day.
People.
Wonderful day, but we had no idea how big it would be. It was absolutely massive.
And don't, FYI, it's in the works. We'll do it again this year, and we will now know to accept the crowds, and it will be phenomenal.
We will be very well prepared.
But anyway.
We did great.
It was great.
True,
it was fun. It was awesome. It was a good time. The kids had a blast. But anyway, so now here we go. And all of a sudden, it's becoming a viral sensation once again. And now it's got to go to the president. And I'm just wondering, like, what's going to happen now?
Well, where's our name on this paper?
It's not even on here.
Right. It's not even attached.
Nothing. Doesn't even mention us.
I could have been in the Oval Office dining on Arby's and McDonald's.
It's true.
Everything that I wanted, everything that I could imagine. But now I'll get no credit whatsoever. It's just like the rest of my life.
Now, whether or not this is going to pass, I don't know. If you want to add your name to this petition, you go to change.org. But all I want to say is, I told you so and we did it first.
Right?
Yep.
Right?
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
It's legal week this week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Joining us this morning, it's Tom and Mary. Mary, I'm going to start with you. What's going on?
We had a friend do some work on our house. He's a plumber. We tried to save some money. It was my husband's idea. The work was done incorrectly, and then it caused this huge problem. I want to sue him because we had to pay double all these issues that he caused. But my husband says that we don't have a case because we were aware, like, he's not really a plumber. And he's a friend, and I'm just like, we shouldn't have hired him in the first place. And we have no recourse. He really screwed up our house.
Tom, you guys hired a buddy? Like, did he have any plumbing reference, or are you just like, I could figure it out?
Well, he's a buddy of mine, and he watches, like, a lot of how-to videos on YouTube.
So he figured he could handle it.
Yeah, he figures out a lot of stuff. He's really good with that kind of stuff, and he wasn't scared to do it. And I wanted him to come over here and fix the plumbing, and whatever, it didn't go the way we wanted.
How much did you pay your friend? What kind of scope of job are we talking about? He didn't re-plumb your entire house, right? So he came over, he fixed some pipes. What?
There was like a leaky pipe in the floor. He had to take up part of the floor and replace like a whole pipe. God, I don't know. It's probably like $1,500.
The pipe stopped leaking and the damage is around with the floor and everything like that?
We paid him $1,500 And then we ended up paying almost $4,000 to fix it in the end because we had to replace the floor. We had to get someone to come in and do it properly.
Yeah.
We just had to repaint.
No,
like,
I understand.
All right. So here's what it comes down to. Should you sue him? Tom, if our audience agrees with you, no. You knew perfectly well going into it that he wasn't a licensed plumber, that he was basically doing this as, you know, a do-it-yourselfer, and he's a buddy, so absolutely not. But they may see Mary's side, too. He came in here, he did the work, you did pay him something, so you expected a certain job to be done, and now you want to sue him to get back that money. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah,
I'll listen to him. I mean, you know, he's a buddy, too, so I'm not trying to sue him like she wants to sue him, but, you know, whatever. But here's the audience.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
It's legal week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, and she says it was really dumb of you to hire your buddy to come do the plumbing work on our house because now they've screwed everything up and now we're going to sue him for all the bad work he did.
Listen, it's so much fun to hear that from your spouse after you were just trying to save some bucks.
Right, but he says, listen, it's my friend. We knew he wasn't a licensed plumber. We hired him anyway. It's our own fault. We can't sue the guy. What do you think? Would you? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I just don't understand how you can sue a friend that you hired knowing they had no idea what they were doing in the first place. It sounds like they're the idiots in this situation.
Yeah, it's terrible when you're looking over somebody's shoulder and you know that they're doing you a favor. At the same time, you just know that your wife is going to kill you when this is over.
It's their own fault, and now they got to deal with it.
You know, but you pay them a certain amount. I don't know.
If you pay somebody to do work for you, if he did it like as a favor, that's one thing. But if you pay somebody to do work for you and they say they can do the work and then they don't do it, I think she's got a case.
Pay him in beer.
Is it dumb? Sure. But does she have a case? Probably. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. What would you do? Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. It's legal week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9, Anna and Raven. They hired one of their friends to do plumbing work on the house, mm-hmm. even though they knew the guy wasn't licensed and wasn't even really a plumber, just really handy. It all backfired.
Right. This is why they tell you never do business. Keep it professional, not personal, right? So they got the leak fixed, but it was all the damage that went into fixing that leak that now they've got a problem with. They said they had to pay nearly double to get that taken care of.
She wants to sue the friend to get that money back because he did the work incorrectly. He says he's our buddy. We can't sue him. Plus, we knew he wasn't really a plumber. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
I'm on the wife's side, except I feel the friend should at least give back the $1,500.
And that's a good point. You should at least ask for the money back for the work.
Well, the friendship's over one way or the other. I mean, seriously, somebody hands you $1,500, you're going to hand it back. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Yeah, I'm on the husband's side. They already know that friend was coming to help them. Even though they pay their friend some money, it would have cost them more to do it professionally. So they already know. So I'm on the husband's side. You can't sue the guy for that.
You know, unfortunately, this is like when you have an old car and you're trying to figure out what's wrong with it, right? You fix a part or whatever, thinking that's going to be the issue. It's not the issue. Then you still got to fix the other part because now you figured out what it actually is. They could have saved themselves some money by just hiring the pro in the first place, but they took a chance.
Right, but is the friendship, I mean, I just feel like you ruined the friendship in this
right,
situation.
For $1,500?
Yeah. Hi, it's Ian and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
Hi, I'm on his. She has no case at all. There's a reason you're licensed and insured. No contract, no nothing. It was a buddy doing a favor, and, you know, you took that chance.
I'm not sure if she's correct in the fact that there's no case at all. That's why we've got John Heyman here all week.
That's right. He'll be joining us to give his verdict. But according to you, this is who wins.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Tom, our audience agreed with you. You knew that he wasn't really equipped to do that plumbing work, and you still hired him anyway. So you have to kind of give him a pass. You got what you paid for, Mary.
I mean, by your own admittance, guys, the fact is that he did stop the leaking pipe. What happened was he wasn't able to go ahead and patch up the finish work after, whether it be the floor, that type of thing. Now, anybody that watched enough YouTube videos would have told you were better off going from downstairs ceiling than you were going from the floor. But lesson learned.
Yeah. I guess. I guess. I'm just so mad about it, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. That's understandable.
Right, I get
you
that.
You love your house. Yeah, yeah, it's upsetting.
It's legal week all this week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's attorney John Heyman from the Heyman Law Firm.
Judge Johnny H. is here. Good to see you, buddy.
Hey, good to be here.
We need your legal advice on what happened this morning on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. They had hired a friend to do work in their house. The guy was a buddy. He wasn't insured, and now everything has broken down. They want to sue the buddy, but he says it's a friend. Can you even sue somebody that you brought in that's not a legal contractor?
I can tell you this, that I've been through this a number of times. Hire buddies, hire friends. I try to do business with people I know and I like, and I try to put money in their pockets. I can understand why anybody would be motivated to hire a friend. Can you sue a friend? Of course you can sue a friend. You can sue your wife or spouse. I mean, there are instances when you can do that. So that's not an issue whatsoever.
God bless America. You can sue anybody, Anna Zapp.
I sue my co-host.
Well, I would have to defer on that one because...
Old friend.
Cold friend. And old friend, I believe there's been some legal work in the past. I can't do it. It would represent a conflict.
With a great result, by the way. 1-800-HAYMAN.
Yeah. Right. But here's the thing. If they brought this guy in knowing perfectly well he's not really insured, he really shouldn't be doing this work, but they're doing it anyway to throw the buddy some cash. I mean, can you really sue him? You told him to do it.
Well, the issue is not whether he's insured or not. The insurance helps in the event that there's a problem thereafter and you can pursue a claim if he does it incorrectly against his insurer. The issue is clearly and strictly, did he do the job to the satisfaction of the customer? And apparently that wasn't the case. So clearly, you have an absolute right to pursue a claim against that contractor.
That's so crazy if you think about it.
Oftentimes, people forget about the fact that they don't go to their town and get a building permit. And there's a real good reason to get a building permit. If you get the building permit, now the town that you live in is involved. They'll come to the home. They'll inspect the property to make sure that the contractor has done the job properly. Then they will give their okay. When you hire somebody to do a job, there's an expectation that they do the job to your satisfaction and they do the job properly, whether they're a friend or a stranger. So you have an absolute right to pursue a claim for breach of contract in this situation.
In typical cases like this, does the person that's suing win?
Well, yeah, that's a tough question to answer. Any lawyer who tells you they win every case they try is a lawyer, in my opinion, who's telling an untruth. If you have the appropriate facts and you present the facts correctly, then you should prevail. Provide evidence. Always provide evidence. I would urge you to bring in another plumber to examine the work, give you an estimate as to what has to be done and what it would cost to repair and why it has to be repaired. Mm-hmm. Now you have real expert evidence on your side.
Consequently, your circle of friends may be smaller, but your wallet may be fatter.
There you go. Attorney John Heyman from the Heyman Law Firm. You can visit them online, HeymanLawFirm.com. 1-800-HEYMAN, Connecticut's firm for injured people. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh, my God, Danny DeVito, I love you.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Emily, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please.
Sure. Good luck, Emily.
All right. I hope your phone doesn't break
Thank
out again.
You.
All right. Here's how it works, Emily. Raven is walking out in the hallway. When that door closes, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's high, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, I give you $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number 1, Cookie Monster is now a voice on Waze. Where does Cookie Monster live?
Sesame Street.
Number 2, Robert Downey Jr. has made $500 million playing Iron Man. What variety skit show was he a cast member of during the 1985 season?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
Number 3, Jessica Alba's Twitter was hacked over the weekend. What early 2000 Fox TV show was her breakthrough role as a genetically enhanced super soldier?
I'm stuck. I don't know this one either.
Okay, number 4, Jeff Bezos finalized his divorce and his ex-wife, Mackenzie, will keep $38.3 billion stake in her ex-husband's company. What company is it?
I don't know. I don't even know who that is.
Jeff Bezos, okay. Number five, what Nabisco food item is, and I quote, Milk's favorite cookie since 1912?
Oreo.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Raven?
Oh, no. Okay.
Emily got 2 out of 5.
That's good. I need a little help today.
Yeah. Number one, Cookie Monster is now a voice on Waze. Where does Cookie Monster live?
He lives on Sesame Street.
That's right, 123 Sesame Street. Emily's still leading you 2-1. Okay, number two, Raven. Robert Downey Jr. has made $500 million playing Iron Man. What variety skit show was he a cast member of during the 1985 season?
Well, the only skit shows that I know, Living Color wasn't on at that point right now, and he was not on that show. Mad TV, I never watched it before in my life, so I just have to guess it's SNL, but I don't remember him being on it.
He was. He was on Saturday Night Live for one season.
Wow.
Yep. All right, with that, he has tied you, Emily.
Well, I had no idea.
Yep. Jessica Alba's Twitter was hacked over the weekend. What early 2000 Fox TV show was her breakthrough role as a genetically enhanced super soldier?
Ooh. Wow. Alibi? I don't even know.
No. Dark Angel is what I was looking for.
Yeah, sorry.
You guys are still tied at 2. Number 4, Jeff Bezos finalized his divorce, and his ex-wife, Mackenzie, will keep $38.3 billion stake in her ex-husband's company.
Wow.
What company is it?
It's Amazon, of course. It's the company that runs my life.
Yes, and Emily, with that, Raven has officially beat you. Number 5, what food item is Milk's favorite cookie since 1912?
That's going to be Chips Ahoy.
No, it is Oreos.
What?
Yes. All right.
Well, I still won, Emily.
Yeah.
It's Emily from Westport, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying, Emily. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time.
Make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon to the birthday boy, Kevin Begley. He'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. We call it the cheat sheet.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
All right, I'm going to keep this really positive, even though part of me feels like, huh, I could have saw this coming, okay?
What's going on?
All right, tell me something good. If you want to share your good news, 1-800-330-9999. They put out a list of the top 10 cities in the country for single men, right?
Okay.
2 Connecticut cities made the top 10.
How could that be? All the other lists that we lose on, all the other lists that were at the bottom of the rack there. Mm-hmm. I think I can guess what the cities are, though.
Okay, go ahead. What do you think?
I'm going to guess that if 2 of them are on there, it's going to be Stamford and New Haven.
No.
Wow. Hartford
came in number 2.
Wow.
Hartford, number 2 for the best place for single men. And Bridgeport coming in at number 6. I'm going to gauge and guess that by Bridgeport, they mean like Bridgeport Metro. So okay. It's probably Bridgeport, right. Stamford, Norwalk.
So, yeah, I'm feeling that. Okay, that makes sense. Right, Norwalk. Good bars.
Yeah,
good
bars. Good scene, yo. Well, that's the whole thing. And they say this is based on having a healthy lifestyle. And it's true. I remember somebody once telling me that we have more gyms in Connecticut and Fairfield County than most other places have in their entire state.
Wow.
So if you think about it that way.
Got to keep it tight, yo.
It's true. And then they said there's a sizable dating pool and there's a lot of job prospects. So it's true. We're commutable to New York City. We have a ton of great companies that are in the area. And according to all my single girlfriends who I have witnessed, and it is true, it is impossible to find a nice guy. So if you are one of these good guys, you'll get snatched up in like a heartbeat because you're like a unicorn.
Well, did that list say that they were good guys? It just said that basically if you're a guy.
If you're single.
It's good that you live there.
Right.
That's what it said. Because I remember being growing up in Hartford myself, and if that's number 2 on the list, I'm just thinking to myself, wow, the grass really is always greener, right? Well, congratulations to Connecticut getting on a list. I mean, top of a list somewhere on
2.
Something.
2 out of the top 10 for cities in the entire country, like beating out like so many other major, major cities. That's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, it is kind of wild. Going on this week, it is the State Police Youth Week going on with the Connecticut State Police Training Academy out there. So this is like teenagers and so forth going up. They're curious about joining the Connecticut State Police Force. They go up there and they do all sorts of training, accident investigation, patrol techniques, all sorts of cool stuff. That's pretty neat, man.
That is awesome. It gives kids a good opportunity to check it out.
I mean, how many times do you watch TV and want to play detective? Now you actually get to do it with people that are trained.
Right. If you want to chime in, too, we always want to hear your good news. You can call us at 1-800-330-9999. And, hey, tell us something good.